can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Shannon from Easton.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Shannon?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you understand how this works. We've got five trivia questions. It's all about pop culture. Shannon, you get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Bill Gates turned 69 years old today. Which company did he found that has his net worth over $100 billion?
Microsoft.
Question number two. Timothy Chalamet has made a surprise appearance at a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest in New York City. He played which iconic Gene Wilder character in a 2023 origin story?
Willy Wonka.
388 years ago today in 1636, Harvard University was founded. Which Massachusetts town was it founded in that it still resides in today?
Cambridge. Let's go with Cambridge.
The trailer dropped for Chad Michael Murray's upcoming all-male review Christmas movie, The Merry Gentlemen. It'll come out on Netflix November 20th. Chad Michael Murray starred as Lucas Scott in One Tree Hill and had recurring roles in Gilmore Girls, Dawson's Creek, and Riverdale. They all aired on the same network. Name it.
The CW.
And question number five, Pedro Martinez turned 53 over the weekend. He won three Cy Youngs in a World Series with Boston. What was his number during his Hall of Fame career with the Red Sox?
My grandmother would kill me for not knowing this. Was it 43? No. 43? Let's go 43.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Grandma weeps.
I understand, too, Shannon, you're a math teacher.
I am.
What age group and what do you teach?
I got really scared with that history question. I teach high school math.
Oh,
our condolences.
All right.
I love it.
She's good at it, Dan.
No, it's the kids. I was a high school kid.
Right. Shannon got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Oh, yep. Okay.
Bill Gates turned 69 today. Which company did he found that has his net worth over $100 billion?
Microsoft.
Tied at 1. Timothy Chalamet made a surprise appearance at a Timothy Chalamet lookalike contest in New York City. He played which iconic Gene Wilder character in a 2023 origin story?
Willy Wonka.
Tied at 2. 388 years ago today in 1636, Harvard University was founded. Which Massachusetts town was it founded in?
Cambridge.
That it's still, yes. We had to make a couple of trips to Micro Center this weekend over in Cambridge, and it was finally...
Oh, my husband loves that place.
Oh, my God. I love it, too, and I introduced my wife and son to it. But it started to click in his head that MIT and Harvard were very close to one another. He's like, these are like two of the most famous and like amazing schools in the country, and they are literally right next to each other. I was like, I know. It's
a lot of wicked smart people over there.
It is. And Micro Center right in between the two of them. Well done. We're tied at 3. Question number 4. The trailer dropped for Chad Michael Murray's upcoming all-male review Christmas movie. It's called The Merry Gentlemen. And it comes out on Netflix November 20th, Kennedy. So clear your calendar. Ho, ho, ho.
Magic Mike.
Chad Michael Murray starred as Lucas Scott in One Tree Hill. He had a recurring role in Gilmore Girls, Dawson's Creek, and Riverdale. They all aired on the same network. Name it.
CW?
Yeah, CW, WB.
Aww.
Tied at 4. Question number 5. Pedro Martinez turned 53 over the weekend. He won 3 Cy Youngs and a World Series with Boston. What was his number during his Hall of Fame Red Sox career?
I don't know.
Yeah. 45 is the correct.
Gosh, I was going to say 45, but I thought somebody else had 45.
Yeah, no, it is 45.
What was David Ortiz's number?
34.
Yankees are down 0-2 in the World Series also, but who's
yes,
counting?
Go Dodgers.
And Ohtani's back in tonight.
I know.
They said he might not play.
His shoulder might not be back in, yeah, but he's back
bless
in.
Bless his heart.
4-4 is the final score.
Ooh,
Kennedy
well
gets
done,
the win.
Friend.
Yes, you guys, both you ladies did very well. Unfortunately, it was very close. But with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. Shannon, you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shannon from Easton, and I again cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ann from Walpole.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
Ann is heading to Brockton to teach preschool.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio this morning?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
How long have you been teaching preschool, Ann?
This is my first year, but I've been teaching for a couple of decades.
A couple of decades, Dan.
Yeah. Somebody has to.
That's awesome. Here we go. And five trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the cash. He's over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Paul Mescal had to get into peak physical condition to star in Gladiator 2, but he refused to give up smoking and drinking. The best gladiators got to fight in the legendary Colosseum. Which city does the Colosseum still stand in?
Rome.
The most popular song played at weddings is Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's followed by ABBA's Dancing Queen and Usher's Yeah. Which rapper features on Yeah with Usher?
Lil Jon.
The rapper. Who does the rap verse?
Ludacris.
All right. Question number three. Investors in the original John Wick didn't want the dog to die and pitched a happier ending where it survived, but Keanu Reeves was against it and successfully fought for the idea. How many John Wick movies are there now?
Oh, I don't know. Three or four. I'll say three.
All right. Question number four. Billy Crystal thinks he accidentally donated the sweater he wore in When Harry Met Sally. He's kept it for decades as a keepsake, but thinks he mistakenly donated it to a theater department. Who starred opposite Billy in When Harry Met Sally?
Meg Ryan.
And question number five. Justin Guarini turns 46 today. He was the runner-up in the first season of American Idol, losing to Kelly Clarkson. Since 2015, he has been Lil Sweet, the mascot for which soda company in their ad campaign.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, Justin Guarini, since 2015, he has been Little Sweet, the mascot for which soda company in their national ad campaign?
Diet Pepper, Dr. Pepper.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I have Ann getting 4 out of 5 correct, Ann.
That is correct.
Get out of here.
All right.
You get out of here.
That's good. Kennedy, ready?
Yeah.
These are tough.
Okay.
Question number one. Paul Mescal had to get into peak physical condition to star in Gladiator 2, but he refused to give up smoking and drinking. The best gladiators, of course, got to fight in the legendary Colosseum. Which city does the Colosseum still stand in?
Rome.
Tied at one. The most popular song played at weddings is Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody, followed by ABBA's Dancing Queen and Usher's Yeah. Which rapper features on Yeah with Usher?
Ludacris?
That is correct. I haven't done a wedding in 20 years, and the songs have not changed. Last time I did a wedding, it was the same three songs. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Investors in the original John Wick didn't want the dog to die and pitched a happier ending where it survived, but Keanu Reeves was against it and successfully fought to keep the idea. How many John Wick movies are there?
Four?
The correct answer is not enough, but four for now.
Oh, I should have gone with four.
3-2, question number four. Billy Crystal thinks he accidentally donated the sweater that he wore when Harry met Sally, kept it for decades as a keepsake, but thinks he mistakenly donated it to a theater department. Who starred opposite Billy in When Harry Met Sally?
Meg Ryan.
4-3, question number five. Justin Guarini turning 46 today. Of course, he was the runner-up in the first season of American Idol, losing to Kelly Clarkson. Since 2015, he's been a little sweet, the mascot for which soda company in their national ad campaign?
It's Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
Amazing.
5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. And we appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Thank you for all your decades of service as a teacher. Decades. Decades with an S.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Incredible. Decades. Yes. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Anne from Walpole, and I cannot beat
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no.
Game time.
All right, let's see. Kennedy, say good morning to Leah from Nashua, New Hampshire.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you? Good to hear from you.
Hi, I'm living the dream.
That is good.
Living the dream.
Good to hear from you, Leah. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, okay, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Dax Shepard says his wife doesn't kiss him the way she kisses Adam Brody on her Netflix show, Nobody Wants This. Who is Dax Shepard married to?
Oh, my gosh. Kristen.
Chenoweth.
Kristen.
Which one?
Damn it. Kristen, she's so funny with the blonde hair. Oh my gosh, I even follow her. I just, Kristen, I can't. I don't know.
Question number two. Finn Wolfhard says he and some of his IT co-stars saw a mysterious man in black while filming in an abandoned mansion. Quote, it could have been someone just messing around, but it was pretty scary.
Spooky.
Who is the villain in IT?
I don't know.
James Franco hasn't spoken to Seth Rogen since the Me Too problems. He says, quote, I love Seth. We had 20 great years together, but it's over. Name the 2008 movie that they starred in about two stoners who witness a murder and have to go on the lam with a dangerous drug lord and a crooked cop trying to eliminate them as witnesses.
Pineapple Express.
KFC teamed up with the sleep company Hatch for a new white noise sound of chicken being fried. People think it sounds like rain. What is KFC's most famous slogan that they actually had to suspend during the pandemic because health officials didn't recommend it?
Finger looking good.
Question number five. While on the red carpet for Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour premiere, Chapel Roan made a photographer apologize to her. Chapel said he was rude to her at the Grammys. Which club does Chapel reference in one of her most popular songs?
The pink. Oh gosh. Mama, I'm. Oh, the pink. Pink Pony Club.
Hey!
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
We got there. The wheels were turning.
I didn't mind waiting on that.
Yes, thank you.
All right, let's see. Leah's from Nashua, New Hampshire, Kennedy.
Yep.
She's going to visit her mom, who just had a surgery of some sort. Hopefully she's okay.
Thank you, she is.
Leah got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, that's it.
These are tough. You ready?
Sure.
Dax Shepard says his wife doesn't kiss him the way she kisses Adam Brody on her Netflix show, Nobody Wants This. Who is Dax Shepard married to?
Kristen Bell.
Bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
Aw, come on, man.
1-0, question number two. Finn Wolfhard says he and some of his IT co-stars saw a mysterious man in black while filming in an abandoned mansion. Could have been someone just messing around, but it was pretty scary, he said. Who's the villain in IT?
Pennywise.
The dancing clown.
Oh.
Pennywise the clown is correct. 2-0. Question number 3. James Franco hasn't spoken to Seth Rogen since his Me Too problems. He says, quote, I love Seth. We had 20 great years together, but I guess it's over. Name the 2008 movie they starred in about two stoners who witness a murder and have to go on the lam with a dangerous drug lord and a crooked cop trying to eliminate them as witnesses.
Pineapple Express?
When I tell you after that movie came out that every single weed guy in Massachusetts was like, I got this new strain. It's called Pineapple Express. They're like, no, you don't. No, you don't. It's the same thing you had last week, Chad. You're just trying to charge
Sticks
people.
And stems, Chad.
You're just trying to charge people $20 a bag.
3-1, question number 4. Chad. KFC teamed up with a sleep company named Hatch for a new white noise sound of chicken being fried. People think it sounds like rain. What is KFC's most famous slogan that they actually had to suspend during the pandemic because health officials didn't recommend it?
What's finger looking good?
Remember that happened.
I forgot.
4-2, question number 5. While on the red carpet for Olivia Rodrigo's Guts World Tour premiere, Chappell Roan made a photographer apologize to her. Chappell said he was rude to her at the Grammys. Which club does Chappell reference in one of her most popular songs?
Club Sandwich.
Pink Pony Club.
Oh, of course. No,
I
don't.
I would go to a club called the Club Sandwich, though.
I've been to a club called the Pink Pony Club.
Yeah, Pink Pony Club existed in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh.
Did they dance there in a
they
certain way?
They did.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
And they had a big pink pony in front of it, like a big stallion up on the back two legs. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Nice work, indeed. I don't think the photographer actually apologized either. I watched that interaction.
I'm sure they didn't. They don't have any shame or pride. Yeah, I mean, they
they
don't care.
Finally, one of the people like managing the red carpet came over and grabbed Chappell. Was like, we got it. Could you? And then she stepped back and took like a fierce photo. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, you know, she's standing in her power, and I'm here for it.
Leah, you don't get the cash, but you did pick up a pair of tickets to go see Derek Hough dance for the holidays, November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go? You're welcome.
Thank you so much. My name is Leah from Nashua, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.